Okay. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11,944, Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park, LLC, is seeking variances from the separation requirement between units, section 115-172G of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Cooper Circle, approximately 309 feet southwest of Road 263. 911 address is 34290 Cooper Circle, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax map is District 335, map 8.14, parcel 43, lot 55401. This also was tabled on April the 17th. Specifically, the applicant is seeking the following variances. A 2.8-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance, a variance of 0.4 feet from the separation distance, a variance of 1.1 foot from the separation distance, and a variance of 1 foot from the required 20-foot separation distance between units.
Okay. Thank you. All right, this case was tabled by Mr. Rickards. And I'll open the case up and I'll turn to you for any further comments or discussion.
Well, the person behind her with the shed, she testified that that's the only opposition I heard that really didn't make any sense to me, because she was saying that the property came up to her shed, which her shed...
I believe that was a different case. There was three of them that we had.
Trailer park,
I believe that was the last of the
this
three.
This is a Donovan?
Yeah, that's these three. Yeah, new trailer. Those
946?
944. 944.
Okay.
944. Yeah, they're all
on 946. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay, Mr. Rickards. Okay, they're all the same applicants.
They're
so.
All same people.
Yeah, I know.
That's
right. Let me get 944.
You're okay right now. Wait till you get my age, then you'll be...
Well, I'll tell you something. I had them all in order here, and then...
That's okay. Just take your time.
Okay.
There you go. 944. These are all three down there in Dunham's. Of a home park. Okay?
Yep. Yeah, okay. Matter of fact, they're the smallest one. Okay. This is
okay,
the
now?
One I...
Yeah,
I'm very...
All righty.
I know exactly what I just feel that they're trying again, in this case here, they're trying to put something in there that it's just not going to fit. You know, I mean, they keep trying to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and they set this in size, and I can't see where they're... their hardship is coming here, and I think they're just trying to get more homes in there. And that park has had a lot of variances in because of the fact that they're trying to get so many trailers in there. So that's the reason I wanted to study that and look at it.
Okay.
That's my feelings towards it.
Okay. Mr. Burbage?
We don't have any question on the shed at all on that one.
No, that's it. That gets the one down. Is that number 40?
That's 46.
This one.
Oh, this is, okay, gotcha.
This one's
that?
G9. It's the 12-foot wide one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm still there.
No, you got confused too.
Well, okay. It's the three different ones. Not going
to
jump
right,
in the head.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay.
I really don't have much of a problem with it. I mean... but it's not that big of a trailer going in there either, a mobile.
I think the point that I'm trying to make is that they got a complaint about it. Do you have the complainants, what the complainant had to say on that? I know we had a complaint on it. You know, Mr.?
We didn't get a written.
We didn't get a written complaint on this one.
It was on a later one.
We didn't get anything on this one.
No, didn't get anything on this.
But there was folks in opposition for all of them. But there was only a written submission, I believe, on the last one.
On the last one.
The lady had more to explain on the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah, we can talk about that one.
I'm sure that there is complaints.
That's why I was trying to get them confused, but she said she had more to offer.
Yeah.
But anyway.
One thing that comes to mind that was, I think I asked the question, how long, and whether it is in regard to this one or all three, but how long the unit had been there, and the response from the applicant was, well, it had been there quite some time, but and I inquired why they didn't apply for the variance at the time they did it, and it was the response was. Because we were going to wait until we got them all done.
And then come in for a variance.
And, you know, after the fact, I think you all know how I feel about,
yep.
You know, the mobile home parks and you know, how they ought to really, if they're going to start replacing a lot of mobile homes, they really should consider relaying lot lines or whatever's necessary to accommodate, knowing that, you know, these things are getting bigger. And, you know, next thing you know, we end up with another rezoning, for example, like Swan Keys and others.
Right.
That we've had in the past, so.
As we had White House Beach, remember that one?
Right. And so having said that, I have some concerns about granting any variances.
John, is he the one that we brought in and testified, right?
No, this is that.
Down with Denner Lewis Mobile Home Park. This one is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm in the same category that John is. That this each time they come into us with these non-conforming parks where there's no lot lines, there's no nothing, and they're trying to place mobile homes in there, no matter how big they are. I mean, the 12-foot is a small mobile home.
And however.
But... Yeah. However, they're trying to do this, and the only way they're going to be able to do this is if we grant them a variance.
Right. So, and granted, this one's 12 foot, but the ones beside it aren't.
That's right.
Hey,
you know, so
what happens then?
Yeah. If they put, you know, other than double wides on each side of it, this variance might not have been necessary.
Right.
Well, not only that, but it is used mobile home. And it is 12 foot wide. He says,
mm-hmm.
Who's not to say that in the future someone might want to replace that with a large one, then they'd be back in here.
Right. Back again, because there's huge. We want to get one now, but when we can't get one, it's got to be bigger. Right.
Mr. Chairman, I feel that when we come in these non-conforming parks, like John has said, I've seen so many of them, and we've seen so many of them, where they should be looked at again, so to speak, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And redesigned to bring them up to date, because the only way they're going to be able to do this is if we grant them variances each time they come in.
Mm-hmm.
And Donovan's Park is one of the ones, and I know that Planning and Zoning went after Swan Keys and Cape Windsor because of the situations are also the same.
Right.
And we've redesigned the, was it White House Beach?
Mm-hmm. Sam Houston, yeah.
And we opened up a can of worms with that one.
Oh, we did.
And I just don't want to see the can of worms opened up again. That's my opinion. I think they've done everything they possibly could with non-conforming. And now they're still trying to put more homes in there.
Mm-hmm.
He put them in there and they're not letting it out yet either.
No. And this is like, yeah.
That's it, okay.
That's the ones you go, we'd ask that question.
He
was also, you know, he was also asked it, you know, if you remember, they hadn't exhausted all possible means available. In other words, there was other lots and stuff, but we're going to try to do this because that park there is.
Yeah.
There's bigger, are these lots bigger? I mean, I never heard that we could have looked at the other lots or the other lots we have in there, but you take the other section. I mean, these are questions asked, and I read the notes I got. So we put these in there, then we'll come in and get all of them.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's... I got to agree with Mr. Mills on that
one. Yeah, you know, I mean, just in this one in particular, again, if eight dwellings, 8 and 10,
right,
and not been 20 feet wide,
right,
there wouldn't be a need here.
Wouldn't have to be.
No, they made that choice when they put those in.
Yep. I agree with that, with you. Well, if everyone seems to be in agreement and if there's no further discussion, and if the board is ready to vote on this one, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
And this is on case number 11-944.
I feel like the variance is not necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, simply because it could have been avoided had they not put wider mobile homes on both sides before placing this one. I think that the property overall can be developed in strict conformity. It just is, requires that somebody do a little planning in advance and maybe perhaps restructure the entire property as it is. The Homeowner Association had testified saying that they thought it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So I'd make a motion that we deny case number 11,944.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickman that we deny case number 11,944. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,944 is denied.